Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
One, two, three, good luck.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's about empowerment. That's what we're going to do. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank, and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about some new things within eye care with cataracts. It's new stuff. I don't know if you've ever heard of something called co-management, but it's another label for an old term. So we're going to talk about that. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I know about you, but I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face. And I'm minding the time because it grows short. And today's devotional is in Proverbs 3. It says, "My son, forget not the law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee." And then That's Ecclesiastes 12. Let us hear the whole conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, before this is the whole duty of man. Amen to that. So seek you, Lord. Pray. Ask the Lord to ask you. Ask the Lord how you should pray to tear down these evil strongholds that are, you know, destroying this nation. And he will show you how to pray, because that's what I'm asking for, and lifting up the righteous. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Do we have quackers? I didn't hear quackers, Frank. I guess the soundbite rolled, but I didn't hear it. Okay. Well, first up in the quack report. Anti-obesity pill. Soon to be at the store near you. Apparently, drug makers are trying to find a way to help you burn more of the fat and calories, prevent weight gain. And these are researchers. They're saying there's a protein they've created called BAM, B-A-M-15. It says it prevents you from gaining weight and prevents the fat from building up. So they say the BAM-15 drug is made from plants. And it's made from the cell of plants that are efficient to help you burn your energy. It would be administered by an injection, though, or possibly a pill. They haven't decided yet. Currently, obesity treatments are few and far between, and scientists are hopeful that this protein will help prevent people from gaining weight, reduce their blood sugar levels, cut their snoring. They call the BAM-15 an energy uncoupler, effective at treating not only weight gain, but other related diseases to it. They say it helps the BAM-15 plant protein makes the mitochondria of your cell, burn more energy, more fat. Trials on lab mice are underway. So they may be coming out with a BAM 15, burn your fat drug any day now. All right, moving along in the quack report. Last but not least, Frank, in the quacker, Israel scientists are producing energy from plants. Step forward, they say, in renewables. Researchers at Tel Aviv University have succeeded in making hydrogen from microscopic algae. So the scientists said just this past week they have succeeded in producing hydrogen from plants in the development, what they hope will eventually lead to using a lot of vegetation to produce things like electricity. The discovery was made using the microscopic algae in an aquatic plant, and the research carried out at the university. They said there's a link between electricity and the life force of plants, and they're tapping into that and creating that hydrogen source of energy. They think that it'll kind of leap off the page out of the laboratory and into industry any day now, saving us, I guess, our planet from, I don't know, energy pollution, whatever. So we'll see what happens. And that wraps the quack report. Oh, I heard those quackers, Frank. Thanks. All right. Well, Frank, I'm not the only one that pushes the button in wrong. You said you forgot the knob. Turn up the knob so I can hear the quackers. Well, that's okay. Frank's a good egg. Let him slide. Okay, we're going to talk about the co-management of cataract care. Anybody know what that is? Frank, do you know what it is? Can I take a guess? Let's see. Raise your hand if you think you know. Well, we've heard of kickbacks from doctors, you know, who get paid for, you know, sending patients to specific hospitals, maybe, or clinics to get tests done, or maybe for prescribing a certain name brand drug. We've heard about that. Now, we should not leave our eye docs out of the loop, for many are involved in kickbacks, but it's referred to as co-management fees. Oh, relabeling. So it used to be that if a patient had cataracts and it eventually impaired their vision to drive, that's usually when the patient got referred for cataract surgery. Now, however, patients are being referred before driving even becomes a problem. So we're going to check this out. We're going to look at the Sunshine State, Florida. Florida is known for having many retired residents. So the average age for people to develop cataracts is usually between 70 and 80. However, lately, patients are being diagnosed with cataracts at much younger ages. Now, a report that was published in the March 2017 issue of the Sunshine State News, in which, you know, it gave a detailed account of how eye patients with cataracts are being handled. So there was this 63-year-old lady, she was interviewed by the paper, about her experience seeing her eye doctor, and she was advised to get cataract surgery. So the report stated that it was, quote, common for optometrists and ophthalmologists to collude in such a way that are not in the best interest of patients, end of quote. Ooh, colluding. So patients with poor vision actually have, you know, difficulty seeing. They're often at their eye doctor and they'll get their eyes dilated for an exam. And then the patients were being asked to sign documents they could hardly read that was permitting certain treatments. So the optometrist will refer patients to the ophthalmologist, who is the eye surgeon, the MD, for the cataract surgery. And the optometrist was wanting to get a fee for doing that, just for picking up the phone, referring, maybe making an appointment for you. So a sign that the eye doctor is getting a fee would be if he pushes the surgery prematurely, if he is referring a surgeon and that person's more than the average distance drive, you know, out of your way, if there are several surgeons that he refers to, but they all seem to be in the same practice, or if your corrective lens wear does not help your vision, and we're going to talk about more of that about that in a minute, or if the optometrist will arrange to do post-surgery care instead of the surgeon. Yeah, so you might have been wondering, well, why would an optometrist want to get a kickback fee, and why would an ophthalmologist even pay him for referring? Well, we're going to get to that in a minute. Patients should never be pressured to sign anything, especially when they can't even read it. When they are signing something, if you can't read it, do not sign. Devil's in the detail, folks. Wait until you can read it or get somebody that you trust to read it to you. Because it really doesn't matter if the medical staff tells you, oh, sign it. Everybody signs these forms. Don't listen to that. Don't sign until you check things out. There should be no pressure in making surgical arrangements and decisions. There should be no pressure. Okay, so also in the Sunshine State News report, it said, quote, there is a dark side of patient co-management or shared care, which some of the ophthalmologists and optometrists who are honest are calling dangerously inadequate care, end of quote. That's right. We got some good eggs out there, some good doctors that stand their ground for righteousness' sake, and we're going to talk about them too. But the problem is we've got this situation of big money. You know, money answereth all things. So the co-management fees are big money for your optometrist, the one you go get your eye exam from. And they are not medical doctors, and they should not be treating patients for surgical recovery at all. So the co-management fees can pay the United States optometrist about $50 million per year. So all across the United States, these optometrists, you know, overall, they're getting altogether about $50 million bucks. So this kickback scheme started in 1999 by way of, I'm sorry, that should be 1989, by way of the regulation of the United States Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General. And this begs for exploitation and violation of antitrust laws for sure. Here is a quote from Sunshine State News. They say, critics state that co-management has degenerated into fee splitting, which is illegal according to well-established federal Stark laws as well as Florida's laws regarding patient self-brokering, end of quote. They go on to say, the Stark laws prevent a physician from referring a Medicare or Medicaid patient to another professional if a financial arrangement exists between the two parties. But notice the loophole is Medicare and Medicaid patients. So they steer clear of it with those guys, those patients. But what about the average person that doesn't have that insurance? Maybe they're self-pay, or maybe, you know, they got insurance through their employer. Well, here is this is a optometrist, Salvatore De Canio, South Florida doctor, optometrist, I should say. He says fee splitting is unethical and illegal. The problem is that optometrists often cannot treat surgical complications because they're not doctors. Co-management in Florida is rampant, and fee splitting is not disclosed to the patients. So, you know, how many of you out there, if you had gone to your optometrist, and let's say you've had some cataract issues that they're going worse and worse slowly over time, but, you know, you're getting to this point where, hey, maybe you can't, you know, see so well when you're driving. So now your doctor's recommending it, which is normal to him to recommend, or her to recommend it to you. But if you hear, like, you're going to go have the surgery with your ophthalmologist, the MD, the surgeon, but then your post-recovery is going to be through your optometrist? No, 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 no. I mean, it's being done, but it shouldn't be being done because your optometrist is not experienced to diagnose surgical complications. Not good. Not good. But he's doing it for a fee. We're going to get into that in a minute. Here is a quote from Brad Oren. He's a medical ophthalmologist. He says, after 8 years of practice, I was approached by an optometrist about co-management, and he talked about 20% of the surgical fee for him to take over the post-surgical care. And I realized that this scheme was not in the best interest of the patient. So most cataract surgeries average about $10,000 for both eyes, but they don't do both eyes at the same time. They'll do one at a time. So that equals about $2,000 for the 20% kickback to the optometrist. So recovery time is about 2 months, and it can include anywhere from 4 to 6 visits. So your optometrist is getting about $300 to $500 per visit. So the danger is the optometrist, not being a doctor, can't diagnose and treat any complications that arise from eye surgery. The wrong diagnosis and the wrong treatment can lead to permanent blindness. Oh, hell no. I wouldn't be going there. Not in a skinny minute. I would not. I interview anesthesiologists if I have to have surgery. I'm not kidding. I used to work for an anesthesia group, so I'm going to interview you. Because, yeah, if you're running my blood gases, damn straight I'm interviewing you. And by the way, you're at the head of that or surgical table. You're not passing it off to a CRNA. I'm paying you. You're an MD. It's on my medical bill, so you're going to be present. That's just how it is. All right, so this is a quote from David Richardson. He's an MD ophthalmologist, and he says, get this now. If anybody in a rural area, heads up. He says, in rural areas, seniors are traded around like commodities. An ophthalmologist in the countryside can't survive unless they go along with the scheme. I filed a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission against co-management because it violated antitrust laws. The FTC disagreed with me and that the co-management made good business sense. They did not want to hear that this leads to overdiagnosis for cataract surgery and selling it to people earlier than they should. So what Dr. Richardson learned is if patients get the surgery before they should, it's most likely they're getting it done on private in health insurance or out of pocket instead of it being paid by the government, Medicaid, or Medicare. So that's why the Federal Trade Commission didn't give a rat's ass. Excuse my French. So the government-run healthcare is never the best interest of a patient. So there is currently no law that states the co-management practice must be disclosed to your patients. So the states and the federal government are really not tracking this practice of kickback here. They call it co-management or split fees. It's still a kickback, you know. Also, they may be calling it something other than necessary treatment. They may be calling it cosmetic. Cataract surgeries used to be looked at as a necessary surgery to preserve a person's quality of life. now it seems to be kind of slipping into a category of cosmetic surgery. And I can see why, because doctors are pushing patients to get the surgery at younger ages. So cataract surgery is referred to as refractive surgery, in which your optometrist is co-managing this care. Now, patients with dry eye may be rejected for cataract surgery due to the health of the ocular surface of the eye, as it can alter the pre-surgery measurements and cause less desirable results with the vision and comfort after the surgery. So they have to do some measurements so that they get the right lens shape in there for you. And dry eye can alter those measurements quite a bit. So here's some tactics you want to be looking out for. If optometrists have the gumption to sell patients early on cataract surgery and get their 20% kickback and take on the post-surgery care when they're not medical doctors, so they're practicing medicine without a license, then what else might they be doing? Good question. Dr. Richardson can give us a heads up. He says this: some optometry medical groups are refusing to refer patients to eye surgeons unless kickback is provided by that surgeon. And I've seen some optometrists make patients drive out of their way to see a surgeon just because they paid a better co-management fee. And, you know, why are they driving out of their way and when driving's probably hard since they have cataracts? So the doctor doesn't care about that. They just want a better co-management fee. So we're sending you, I don't know, 40 miles in that direction. So Dr. Richardson is really highlighting that there are medical professionals out there that are scoundrels. And I also learned that optometrists, in order to push patients along to surgery and to get their 20% referral, some optometrists will purposely diminish the patient's corrective lens prescription upon exam so they don't see as well. And thus, they should be making them to think, hey, you may need to think hard about getting the surgery. That's despicable. So they may write the prescription where the axis is off by a hair, affecting the astigmatism. Because this is huge for somebody with cataracts. And here's an example. They may not be able to read street signs when they're driving if they do that. Now, of course, the optometrist will declare he's just doing the best he can with the corrected prescription, but he can only do so much due to the cataract. Now, I'm not saying all optometrists will do that, but some unethical ones are out there. Yeah, just try to convince you to rethink putting off the surgery. They just kind of mess up your prescription just slightly. Well, we got the demise of eye medicine, and I'm not the one saying it. This is an article that appeared in the 2006 winter issue of the Journal of the American Physicians and Surgeons, in which Dr. Robert Gavaris stated, quote, "Optometrists and ophthalmologists have strong incentive under the government scheme to find cataracts allegedly needing surgery so as to maximize their profits. This greed leads to less accurate refraction by way of aggressive reliance on preoperative glare testing and overlooking the cause of blurred vision, such as subtle or early macular degeneration. With unnecessary eye surgery, the evidence of the crime is destroyed in the process because the surgeons liquefy the natural lens during the surgery." So they have technology now that instead of just, you know, having to remove a lens, they liquefy it and just suck it out. So, right? So Congress, well aware of this treatment scheme, and they promoted it. This was May 1988, a special committee on aging convened, stating the kickbacks and the dangerous care of non-medical doctors, the optometrists, were engaging in for profits was outrageous. This is what the committee was saying. Senator John Hines was the president over the committee, and although they railed on how outrageous this scheme was and how it potentially could harm countless elderly, nothing has been done about it. Nothing. Dog and pony show. Dog and pony show. So you may be asking, well, how young are the patients? I was wondering that. you know, okay, so they're not 70 and 80 anymore. So how young are they? They're pushing people to get this cataract surgery. Well, when I hear cataract surgery, you know, I think of someone in retirement age, but people as young as in their 30s are having it done. There was this post on answershealth.com, and the post read this. It says, I had cataract surgery 6 years ago, and since then, people are always commenting to me that either I have something in my eye or they stare at my eye like there's something weird going on. They will ask me, what's wrong with your eye? Does this happen usually to people with cataract lens? I have never noticed it in anyone myself, and I was 36 when I had the surgery. 36. So the post on this site from a medical doctor answering the young man read, great question. And yes, it is common for people after cataract surgery to have an abnormal look to their eyes. Now, I don't think that's in the promotional literature that the patients get. Do you? Abnormal look. Now, the doctor goes on to say, it is the light reflecting off the implant. It does not mean the procedure was done wrong. It's just expected with cataract surgery, end of quote. So, I mean, you could look like, I don't know, like you got an artificial eye, maybe, creeping people out. You know, like you're a Terminator or something. Well, I like to find natural ways to deal with stuff. So what we are told in medicine that their treatments are safe and it's expected to have them as we age. Well, when you create a goose that lays the golden egg, nobody's benefiting from that goose, wants to kill it. So nothing going to be done about it. So the government is profiting off of these early cataract surgeries as the patient's not on Medicare or Medicaid yet. So there is usually another way to deal with cataracts, as it's really a lack of nutrition to the lens and a buildup of proteins causing that cloudiness on the lens. If you want to know another way, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask about the Cinemir and the Ocumed eye drops. They provide the eye with the missing nutrition and help stop the progression of the cataract. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. Toll free in the United States, Canada, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. We had a call from the UK today. They can't get the drops there, Frank. They can't get the drops there. Whoa. So they're calling us for it. And we are happy to ship it. No problem, no. We'll ship those to anybody that's willing to give it a whirl. And they're up on the website. I think we're waiting on another shipment of the Ocumed because they just fly right on out of here. So does the Cinemir. They fly out of here too. Both are great. One is to help with the nutrition. One's for the cataract. So check it out at thepowerherbs.com. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, more health news to empower you. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep.
Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Back here in our talk, and we're going to be talking about cholesterol. I know that a lot of people out there are worried about it. They're worried about cholesterol. They don't want to take the drugs. They don't feel good when they're taking them. Oh, yeah, my joints hurt when I take cholesterol drugs is what I hear. Well, if you're among the 107 million people in the United States that have cholesterol over 200, and the doctor says, we need to put you on some cholesterol drugs to drop that level. Well, just think, if you didn't have to take any more cholesterol drugs, you wouldn't have to take any jabs to the arm so they can look at your liver enzymes through blood work. You wouldn't have to do that. No more risk to your liver with the toxicity of the drugs. No anxiety over that. No expensive, you know, medication and office visits. Just think. And you're probably saying, oh, it can't be done. It can't. Well, if the Asians can have cholesterol levels below 100 because of the diet, so can you. We're going to look at the big picture. So because of unhealthy lifestyle choices we make, we live in under the threat of this cardiovascular collapse, liver failure, and all these other health problems. So what we put in matters. So there are about 98 million Americans with cholesterol levels around 200, and over a third of these individuals, about 38 million of them, have levels of around 240 or higher, placing them supposedly in the high-risk category. So more women over 45 years of age have the higher cholesterol levels than the men do, and we are making the manufacturers of cholesterol drugs really wealthy 30 million prescriptions written each year at the tune of over $20 billion. So the number one drug, they make about $10 billion a year on it, is statin drugs, you know, the Lipitor. And other the other number one drug is Bakal. It was taken off the market because, you know, it was kind of killing people. And then doctors know that lifestyle changes, when you don't use drugs, do lower the cholesterol by about 40% if you want to initiate lifestyle changes. So that would mean that if your cholesterol level is, let's say, 240, and you made some healthy lifestyle changes with your diet, maybe some regular exercise, you could lower the cholesterol to 144 or even lower. So the Asians have an average blood cholesterol level of less than 95 because of their diet, which contains low animal fat. So let's look at the cholesterol mugshot, because what is cholesterol really? Well, our supposed villain has a yellow waxy makeup to it, often described as fat. It likes to hang around your blood, and then it multiplies. It deposits itself in the main arteries, following through to other parts of the body. And when you get enough cholesterol loitering about, it gangs up supposedly to narrow the passages and can even create a roadblock, shortening your route to heart failure. Bam. So, of course, we are describing the evil twin known as the LDL cholesterol. So the trick is to root out the LDL property while keeping the good HDL cholesterol property. That's the trick. Well, here's some studies. Dr. Daniel Steinberg, University of California School of Medicine, says there's a way to slow arterial sclerosis by about 70% or even reverse it. So medicine likes to do this by, you know, pumping you up with HDL cholesterol, which is supposed to help reduce the LDL cholesterol. It is extremely important to have a healthy liver if you intend to accomplish that. In order to destroy the bad cholesterol, the liver can't be sick in order to remove those toxins. So Dr. Steinberg recommends eating foods with lots of antioxidants to prevent the LDL cholesterol. Green tea. Well, I know you don't like green tea, Frank, but LDL lowering green tea, milk thistle, antioxidants for the liver, lowers the bad cholesterol. So let's look at some other foods that may help us out. Beans have a lot of power to help us. Some of the foods that can help you accomplish your goal are dried beans. They are nature's cheapest fix to reducing cholesterol problems. According to Dr. James Anderson of the University of Kentucky, this is a college of medicine, he says if you eat a cup of cooked beans each day, it helps suppress the LDL cholesterol by 20%. He says, how fast will that happen? About 3 to 4 weeks, actually, just eating beans. So what kind of beans? Well, all kinds seem to work. Navy beans, black beans, pinto beans, kidney beans, lentils, chickpeas, soybeans. Eating beans will also boost up the HDL cholesterol, to help protect you and your arteries. Okay? Beans. So what about oats? We hear a lot about oats. You see, that may help with cholesterol on the packaging. Well, I think everyone has seen the box of Cheerios, you know, the breakfast cereal. It states oats help lower cholesterol. Recently, the FDA informed manufacturers promoting oats as a heart aid to cease and desist. And so there have been over 25 studies, though, on the healing power of oats. So according to Dr. Michael Davidson of cardiology at Rush Presbyterian St. Luke Medical Center in Chicago, it takes about one cup of dried oats to produce a 16% reduction in the bad cholesterol, the LDL kind. And how does it work? Well, Dr. Davidson says that it's the beta-glucans, or fiber, that helps to block the bad cholesterol production, and it helps remove the bad cholesterol that is pre-existing in your body. So, of course, you don't want to eat beans and oats along with your fast food and expect to improve your cholesterol levels. So a healthy lifestyle is going to be really required. And also you'll want to get quality oats, prepare them correctly so you can get the best results. I like to use organic rolled oats. And what I do is I'll add them to maybe bran muffins, or I'll eat them with cereal. But if I want a hot cereal, let's say I want hot oatmeal, right? I'll boil the water and then take it off the heat and throw the cup of rolled oats in there, stir, and just put the lid on and cover for about 4 minutes, just enough to tenderize the oats. And you'll get more protein out of them, and it doesn't make the oats sticky and mucilaginous, so it's easier in the digestive system. And more nutrition in the oat that way. Get a lot more energy out of it. Try it. You'll see. Let's look at some herbs, too, that help us with cholesterol. One of the herbs, you'll like this, Frank. One of the herbs is garlic. He's the garlic man over there. Garlic is awesome. There have been over 20 studies done on the power of garlic to help fight high cholesterol. And Dr. Robert Lynn, chairman of the International Health, he reports that just 3 cloves of garlic per day will reduce cholesterol by at least 10 to 15%. There was a control study at LTM Medical College in Bombay showed that they had 50 subjects that reduced their cholesterol by about 15% and improved their blood clot factor by eating 3 cloves of garlic each day. Vassar College in Seattle used garlic oil, and it produced a 7% reduction in cholesterol. So makes you wonder about onion, which is the cousin to the garlic. And Dr. Victor Gerwich of Harvard Medical School said a half a cup of raw onion increases the good cholesterol, the HDL cholesterol, by 30%. So get some garlic going and some onion going, and by 45%, you'll be in the game. Now, a study did show that raw onions had more benefit than cooked ones, so try to eat more raw. Put them on your salads, on your sandwiches. So if you're pairing the garlic and the onion together, you're going to block the production of bad cholesterol and increase the good cholesterol production. So there you go. And there's plenty of allies out there to choose from. You'll want to call on the omega-3 fatty acids to help you out, too. So fatty fishes such as your salmon, your mackerel, sardines, all these fish have fatty acids that you'll need to help fight bad cholesterol and improve the good cholesterol, and it works by about 10%. A study done by Dr. Carrie Nelson, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Western Human Nutrition Research Center in California, found that if you eat as much as a pound of salmon a day, had a dramatic effect in the cholesterol levels in just 20 days. So, of course, the average person isn't going to eat a pound of salmon a day, but eating some salmon or tuna or some herring or sardines several times per week will improve the omega-3 fatty acids in the body and boost the good cholesterol and protect your health. So if fish doesn't appeal to you, you may want to stock up on some olive oil to cut the level of the bad cholesterol and boost the good one. It's a good oil, omega-3s. Many studies have discovered olive oil is superior to corn oil, soybean oil, safflower, and sunflower oils. And Dr. Steinberg found that olive oil defeats toxic oxidation of the LDL cholesterol, and researchers from Israel agreed with him. So the olive oil will also reduce the negative effects of fatty foods, protecting your arteries from becoming clogged. All right. So protect yourself. Get your healthy lifestyle going. Now, cultural studies all around the globe are done. They keep coming up with the Mediterranean area. They don't have heart disease. They don't have cancer. And they don't have diabetes. And it's all because of how they eat. Lots of omega-3 fatty acids. And they watch the animal meats. They don't eat a whole bunch of them. Lots of, you know, whole grains, beans, lentils, fruits, vegetables, olive oil, avocados, you know, and they do have some meat, but it's not overdone. Americans overdo the meat. So pick up some cookbooks on the Mediterranean diet. Convert to that. You'll be amazed what you can do. If you can change your DNA in 6 days with a healthy diet, imagine what you could do overall to health complications you now are suffering with. And that was research done scientifically in changing your DNA. So that's how much power you have with foods. Now think how much power you have with medicinal herbs and spices. Wow. You got some really good, great arsenal. So like I said, I like to purge a lot of toxins, help the liver cells regenerate with milk thistle. Barberry bark's good as a gallbladder cleanser. A lot of people with liver issues also have gallbladder issues if they still have their gallbladder. Lots of fresh citrus and virgin olive oil helps the liver and gallbladder out. So if you're looking for some organ cleanses for your liver, gallbladder, bowel system, kidney, bladder, prostate, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, that's what they do. They do organ cleansing. And so you can get some kits. You can get cleanses one at a time, or you can get a combination kit and work through your cleanses. And they'll show you how to do it in the right order so you're safe and effective at doing it. There's a certain way to cleanse, so you have safety and success, and they show you how to do that. Give them a call, or you go on their website and click on their organic organ cleanses, and they have metabolic strengtheners, too. They have heart formulas as well. If you got weak cardios, this is the way to do it. This is how I would do it anyway. They have a great heart and cholesterol blood pressure formula. It's amazing. So you can give them a call. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. They do have a catalog they can mail you. You can request one over the phone, or you can simply go onto the website and check out for free, get a catalog, and they also offer you a download link to the catalog if you want to download it to your device or computer. And that way you have it, bam, instantly. All right, we got a few minutes. We are going to talk about life-saving pepper. Oh, before I forget, the folks at Apothecary Herbs are in the throes of getting their, was it the Father's Day sale? So probably tomorrow you're going to see that up on their website. So Father's Day sale, they're going to be rolling that out. People have been asking for it. So they're going to roll that out a little early so that people can, you know, get what they need, get healthy out there, especially for Father's Day. So look for that real soon. Peppermint. A lot of people don't think of peppermint except for after dinner mints or chewing gum. But peppermint's more than just an ingredient for gum and breath mints and candy canes. Peppermint really has some strong healing powers associated with it. It's been used for millions of years, or I should say thousands of years. And let's take a look at how peppermint, you can utilize it for a medicinal remedy, if you will, and even maybe even avoid some toxic drugs and expensive bills. Obviously, we know we use it for digestion. Has a lot of medicinal use. Peppermint for the digestive tract helps with nausea and helps with overeating. People especially, you know, think of peppermint around the holidays, or if they go out to eat, they want some of those after-dinner mints that restaurants give you. But peppermint has strong analgesic properties for pain. So the ancient civilizations of the world would apply peppermint topically to reduce pain. They would also take it internally. Now, one element of the peppermint that has this analgesic effect is the menthol. It contains that cooling sensation, so it would cool hot surfaces or irritated skin. And it does help digestion, especially those with irritable bowel syndrome, which affects more women than men. But women tend to experience more IBS, especially during menstruation. So women who have irritable bowel syndrome more likely to need, let's say, a hysterectomy down the road. So nearly 20% of the population has IBS, and there are three levels of IBS. You get mild, moderate, and severe. 70% of them experience mild symptoms, 25% have moderate, and 5% have severe. So the GI tract is off. Sometimes people with irritable bowel syndrome will also get fibromyalgia or rheumatoid arthritis symptoms, skin conditions, muscle spasms, and even headaches. So the main contributing factor really is an imbalance, and it's a lot has to do with nerve endings within the colon wall that get irritated. which tends to influence a lot of muscle spasms. Now, most physicians don't believe that stress is a contributing factor for these conditions, but it certainly is. The national average for workers to miss work annually due to these illnesses is 5 days per year. So irritable bowel syndrome is, the bowel excretes a lot of watery stool, it flip-flops the other way and you get constipated. A lot of compaction of the feces goes on. There was an IBS study, University of Adelaide in Australia. They said they used peppermint. It was an optional remedy for irritable bowel syndrome. About 45 million Americans have that varying area of IBS, and they realize, you know, the symptoms aren't getting any better. So they try the lifestyle changes. They go from the toxic medicines. They're using something else. 40% of gastroenterologists, they treat IBS with drugs and surgeries. But there's the 40% that are saying, hey, let's try something else. So IBS is a challenge. It's disruptive. It's a burden, and so there are even support groups about it. But peppermint seems to be an analgesic. It helps with the muscle spasm, helps with the pain. Another herb I like to use for any kind of colon spasm is lobelia. It'll just take that out of the way in a moment. It's great. Modern medicine loves treating a lot of lifelong disease because it's a big moneymaker. But when you settle for living with disease, you're going to run the risk of, you know, having more problems down the road, more complications down the road. So getting back to the Australian study, it was published in the Journal of Pain in 2011. They were trying a natural solution to the irritable bowel syndrome so they can get back to normal living. So the average gastroenterologist is recommending to their patients to limit their stress, eat more fiber, avoid certain foods that tend to promote the bloating and the gas and the cramping. They usually prescribe laxatives, antibiotics, protein pump inhibitors, pain medicines. The list goes on. But they wanted to use peppermint at the Australia, and what it did is it reduced the bowel inflammation. And once they reduced the bowel inflammation, they also toned down the spasming and also the watery stools and the constipation. Dr. Stuart Brierley, University of Adelaide, Australia, says IBS is a debilitating condition and affects many people on a daily basis, particularly women. So some of the foods people are put on is the BRAT diet, you know, the bananas, rice, applesauce, toast diet. They can't have starchy fluids. They can't have thick soups. They really have to watch what they're eating, and there's very little they can eat. So foods that make IBS worse were fatty foods, spicy foods, alcohol, fruit juice, coffee, artificial sweeteners. They work kind of like a laxative, that's why. Chocolate, sugar and salt, dairy, wheat, candy, gum, and anything with sorbitol, which is an artificial sweetener in it. So also foods that produce a lot of gas they can't have, like beans and cabbage and onions. Those all encourage the spasms to happen. Also, coarse fruits and vegetables and whole grains are out too. And the average person can't even have any caffeine because it further dehydrates them. So if you have irritable bowel syndrome, you have a big challenge. Now, the British Journal of Pharmacology mentions the use of diets, fiber, probiotics, even some medicinal herbs like psyllium, because it reduces the inflammatory bowel issue. So here we're back to that inflammation again. First it's peppermint. Now it's psyllium. And also, this was also a study done at the Journal of Neurogastroenterology. It showed that a lot of herbs that the Asians use improve the GI tract function without toxicity and corrects the digestive disorder. So natural herbs seem to be it. Here is a quote from the Dr. Suzuki, professor of Keio University School of Medicine. He says, many of the drugs used to treat GI dysfunction are ineffective or cause unwanted side effects, and in some cases has led to drugs being withdrawn from the market. but herbal medicine is an attractive alternative, he says. Well, yeah. Yeah, God's medicine. It says they're here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. So, if God has supplied some answers, you know, why aren't we using them? So if you got persistent diarrhea or dysentery, from IBS, or you flip back to the constipation, Dr. Krisha Servistra of Odessa University in Denmark states herbs like fenugreek are helpful. She says, I personally would use the fenugreek, but add some slippery elm and maybe some lobelia. It'll help stop the watery evacuations of the bowel, also stop the bowel spasms and cramping. So use, if you use these three herbs together, it removes the bowel toxins, it stops the spasm and the diarrhea. So you can use like anywhere from a half to a full teaspoon of each of these in a liquid form, like a tincture. Reduces your inflammation, which would ping the nerve endings of inside the bowel, causing lots of pain. So again, we're back to the inflammation thing. So let's go over the herb options real quick. You got fenugreek, which prevents watery stool and or the constipation. You have lobelia, which relaxes the muscles and stops the cramping and spasms. You have the slippery elm that stops the diarrhea. You have the fennel seed, which stops bloating and gas. You have ginger root that stops nausea. You have the peppermint that calms the nerve endings and calms pain, but also reduces inflammation. And you have gentian root, which prevents overeating, stomach aches, and indigestion. And you have anti-inflammatory formulas with willow bark and meadow sweet in them for a little extra strength, herbs with some salicin. So if you're allergic to aspirin, you may not want to use willow bark and meadow sweet, but those are really great taking the edge off of pain and inflammation. So here's a user tip. If you're using fennel seed, ginger, and peppermint together in a little bit of water, it stops nausea and vomiting or in a skinny minute. So if you got a vomiting bug, you can stop the vomiting really quick with that. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs have all those herbs I've mentioned. You go up on their website at thepowerherbs.com and check it out. Or if you don't have the internet, give them a call. They'll send you their free product catalog, which is pretty cool, and has a table of contents so you can flip to those digestive herbs really fast. The number is 866-229-3663. That's their toll-free number, 866-229-3663. And, of course, that's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. Now, for Canadians, if you've called and you got a busy signal, try again. There was some problems with the number for the Canadians, but I believe it's been repaired. So if you get a problem, just try the number again, 866-229-3663, and to get empowered. If you're up on their website, do sign up for their free online newsletters. They have the American Survival that goes out on Tuesday, and they have the Health Quest that goes out on Friday, and it's delivered by email. So it's not going to be mailed to you in the snail mail, but if you have an email, you can sign up for free. It's under books and newsletters on the website. So click on that tab and you can go sign up for free. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. All professional strength, certified organic formulas. Awesome stuff. And I'm out of time, but don't forget, check back tomorrow because they're going to probably launch their Father's Day sale and you can save big time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.